It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1900 UTC on February 21st, 2022. Tomorrow will be very special because it is going to be 22-2-22. Or, I guess, if you want to use ANSI time, 22-22-22. Yeah, either way, it's front and back. It's just all over the place. Lots of twos, which may or may not be good luck. So, be fun. Saw a movie yesterday. Just lots of good things going on. And I had a day off, or I'm off today. I slept in till 11 a.m. local time, which is quite late for me. Usually I'm up around 700. So, yep. 2-2-2-2-2 is tomorrow, Publius. Correct, correct, correct. And do not grip the internet. Those search engines and those NoSQL databases are way faster at that, depending on what you're looking for. Okay, well, there's a lot of news, and of course, being Monday, we've got to talk. Oh yeah, Putin is live right now. He's delivering an address. I wish I had a way to connect the audio together. But I guess we can start with that.
World news.
We'll skip and we'll do some Ukraine stuff first since he's talking. This story was just updated 7 minutes ago. It's being live updated. Oh, it was updated 2 minutes ago, so here we go. Russian president... The Independent puts its, 800 by 600 not resizable graphic over the whole screen. And I can't... The video player has crashed because I blocked it. And now... I can't read the story. Here we go. There we go. Now I can see the text. Sorry. What a mess. I was here early and still trouble. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he plans to sign a decree recognizing the two separatist regions of Ukraine as independent entities in a televised address to the nation this evening. The Kremlin today announced Putin told France's president and Germany's chancellor of his decision during phone calls on Monday, met with disappointment on both sides, after considering requests from separatist groups to recognize them as states independent from Ukraine. Leaders of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, or DPR, and Luhansk People's Republic, LPR, made the request today. Mr. Putin told his Security Council it was necessary to consider the requests from DPR leaders, leader Denis Pushilin, and LPR leader Leonid Pashinyan, as he said the threat to Russia would increase if Ukraine were to join NATO. Sorry, coughing there. So yeah, this is happening right now. So Mr. Putin told his Security Council it was necessary. Fulfilling the request could allow Mr. Putin to openly send troops to those regions and argue that he would only be protecting the breakaway states as an ally against the Ukraine. It comes as shelling has intensified since last week along a front line between pro-Russian rebels and Ukrainian forces. On Friday, the separatists started evacuating tens of thousands of civilians to Russia, accusing Kiev of planning an attack, which Ukraine denies as propaganda. So, this is going on, this is live, kind of breaking kind of news, so we don't have a lot of analysis. Zelensky is saying that he may leave Ukraine in event of Russian invasion, and Biden administrations have discussed plans with the government for the president to leave Kiev in the event of a Russian invasion. And, yeah, so this is just breaking news. Yeah. Putin would be a question mark. Pro-Russian rebels. It's questionable. But yeah, Publius here in Com makes a point. Pro-Russian rebels here, meaning Russian regular army with the patches taken off, their uniforms. No, the president would only leave if there was an invasion, SMJ. Sorry if that wasn't clear. So Putin's addressing this country right now, so it's kind of hard to say, have any analysis about this yet. But we do know that Russia's recognizing those two breakaway countries, which is going to be a big deal, because then that'll define whether or not or what the rest of the world does. Do we recognize these breakaway states or not? And does that mean that there will be other breakaway states in Ukraine as Russia kind of moves to take over the place? It's a question mark. We'll have to check back in a few minutes and see if there's any more extra information. All right. Well, so that's going on right now. It's very big. But there's a lot of other news going on. And since it's Monday, we've got a lot. We've got to kind of talk about...
That's correct.
A little early. We've got to talk about all the death and destruction that's happened over the weekend. Also, just some tragic deaths that I think it's worth mentioning, because no one else is going to talk about them. They made it to one of the big world news websites, but with Putin causing these big waves, I don't know if a lot of people will hear about it otherwise. So first up, 7 children have been killed in Niger in an airstrike by the Nigerian army targeting bandits, a local governor and state media have said. 5 more were hurt in the apparently accidental strike, the governor of Niger's Maradi region told AFP. Governor Chaibau Abu Bakar said 4 were killed instantly and 3 died on their way to the hospital. State TV said the attack happened in Nashade village. Nigerian officials said an investigation had begun. Mr. Abu Bakar said the victim's parents were attending a ceremony and the children were probably playing when the airstrikes hit them. He said he believed the planes were targeting armed bandits in areas around the border between the two countries, but missed their target and hit Nashade, a village in the area of Madaronfa. Niger and Nigeria have been conducting joint military operations against armed gangs responsible for a wave of kidnappings and killings in the region. Since 2018, Niger has reinforced military patrols along its border to prevent incursions of the gangs. There's a map that I think is illuminating, put into COM, but that's at tx0.org, so Texas 0, tx0.org/U3. So this is all lowercase for you guys on the archive. Tango X-ray 0.org/uniform3. All right. X1 begins investing in Soviet stickers. And for some reason, my terminal has stopped doing any of the wide characters, so I don't get any Russian or Chinese or Japanese or any of the big 5 encodings. I don't know what happened. All right, so there's a map. That's what's going on in Nigeria. Don't worry, there's children dying in the United States too. And old people. A 28-year-old woman who is charged with murder for pushing a 74-year-old man off a public bus in Las Vegas has been sentenced to prison. Kadesha Bishop was sentenced to 8 to 20 years in prison on Friday, nearly 2 months after pleading guilty to the abuse of an older person resulting in substantial bodily harm or death. Bishop was arrested by Las Vegas police and initially charged with murder for pushing the elderly man off a bus in 2019. Surveillance video released a few days after the incident showed Fournier exiting the bus with a metal cart when Bishop shoved him from behind. He fell through the bus doors and fell face first on the cart he was carrying. According to fellow passengers and witnesses, Bishop had been shouting profanities at other passengers before Fournier interceded and asked her to be nicer. After the push, she walked away without offering to help the senior citizen. The guy survived the fall but died of injuries a month later. During Friday's sentencing, Bishop was sorry for their behavior the way I was and slammed the way I was portrayed in my lowest and weakest moment of life. So, they do not believe... the person who's going to prison here doesn't believe they did anything wrong and probably doesn't think they should be punished. So, great. I'm glad maybe while they're in prison for a few years, they'll figure that out. Of course, in the United States, she'll be doing some forced labor. So we'll see what happens. All right. Well, it's not just in... I got a suggestion, so I'm going to quitcom, run export term equals xterm color, and then go back into com. We'll see if that helped. Nope, no luck. All right, let's keep on going. There's more world news. A Kurdish transgender woman named Dosky Azad has been shot dead by her brother last month, had been living in hiding from her family after repeated death threats. According to friends, Azad had had to move home regularly after several death threats by male members of her family. 3 weeks ago, her body was found dumped in a ditch outside of the city of Duha in the Iraqi Autonomous Kurdistan region. Her hands had been tied and she'd been shot twice. Police have issued an arrest warrant for her brother, who's believed to have traveled from his home in Germany to carry out the killing. A talented makeup artist, the 23-year-old had supported herself since her family turned its back on her when she was a young teenager. She went to brides' homes to prepare them for their weddings and built a reputation that earned her a job at a salon in Duha. She was such a nice person and everyone loved her so much, said a close friend who spoke on the condition of anonymity. She lived alone because when she went to her family home, they said to Dosky, "Get out," the friend said. They said, when we see you alone, we will kill you. According to the Duha police, Azad was killed by one of her brothers in what was described as an honor killing. Police were called to the village of Manges, 12 miles north of Duha, according to Iraqi Kurdish news site Rudaw, by another of Azad's brothers. The killer had allegedly already returned to Germany. So this is just a tragic death. In the U.S., I would just let you know, the domestic violence hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. And in the U.K., you can call the National Domestic Abuse Hotline, which is 0808-200-0247. That's 0808-2000-247. Or visit Women's Aid. In Australia, the National Family Violence Counseling Service is on 1-800... Uh-oh, my display has gone out. It'll take just a second for it to refresh. It's at 1-800-737-732. Other international helplines can be found at befrienders.org. So, anyway, sorry for the delay there. And I just wanted to throw that in there because this is just a tragedy. And this was really sad. And on Mondays, we talk about sad murders and sad deaths. Speaking of sad murders and sad deaths, a 9-year-old girl drowned after her hair got caught in a pool drain at her grandmother's birthday party. A 9-year-old girl in Brazil died after her hair got caught in a swimming pool drain at her grandmother's birthday party last week. The incident took place on February 12th when Mariana dos Anjos Faria was at a resort in west central Brazil with her family. The family, reportedly from Aquaduana municipality, had gone to the resort in Dos Hermanos do Buriti municipality in the state of Mato Grosso do Sul to celebrate the grandmother's 75th birthday. Mariana was swimming in the resort pool when her hair was sucked into the drain. Her family tried to rescue her, but she was not breathing when she was pulled out. Mariana's father, who's not been identified, had tried to resuscitate her. However, she was later declared dead at a local hospital. Pumlius, good point. On other days, we talk about hilarious deaths. But anyway, this was just a really sad one. And I don't have I was going to look up the statistics, but it's just something to call out that if you have kids that are in a pool, you always want to supervise them very closely, because they can die pretty quickly. Their lungs are small and, yeah, and they're not great swimmers. So anyway, that's just a real sad, another tragedy there. Some people may call it a tragedy, some people might not, depending on whether or not their family destroyed your family. Bernie Madoff's sister and her husband found dead in an apparent murder-suicide. The sister of the Wall Street fraudster Bernie Madoff and her husband were found dead in Florida in what investigators said was an apparent murder-suicide. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office on Sunday identified the couple as 87-year-old Sandra Wiener of Boynton Beach and her 90-year-old husband Marvin Wiener. They were found unresponsive with gunshot wounds on Thursday afternoon inside their residence. Detectives from the Violent Crimes Division arrived on scene to investigate further. After further investigation, it appears to be a murder-suicide. A woman who identified herself as the wife of the couple's son, David Wiener, asked for privacy at this time of grief. Contacted by phone, she said, "We're not making any comments at this time." After pleading guilty in 2009 to fraud and other charges, Bernie Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in prison. He died last year at 82 while incarcerated. So, yeah, really sad stuff there. Oh, look, and they have a mental health hotline. The Guardian, man, they're putting health hotlines at the bottom of a lot of their stories, which is pretty good. All right, well, this is maybe good news, kind of. This is hopefully a way out of the death and destruction stories. Five people found dead and baby rescued after drug-fueled party at Colorado apartment. Five people were discovered dead after a suspected drug-fueled party at a Colorado apartment where an infant was rescued alive. Commerce City police found the bodies of three women and two men inside a home at the North Range Crossing Apartments on Sunday afternoon. Police Chief Clint Nichols said a sixth female adult and a four-month-old baby were found alive in the unit. Investigators believe drugs may have played a role in the deaths after detecting a substance that could be described as illicit narcotics. A preliminary investigation suggests the adults ingested a drug that may have been laced with fentanyl. Mr. Nichols said there was no evidence of hazardous gases in the area, and none of the deceased, who had yet to be named publicly, appear to have died violently. It happened pretty quickly, speculation on my part, he said. In regards to the unidentified substance, he added, if it's going to be illicit drugs, they were very, very bad. If it was drugs, no one was able to get a phone and call 911 for a medical emergency. Ian Scott, who lives next door to the apartment where the bodies were found, said he had heard a party going on there before a woman began screaming. Mr. Scott told the Denver Post he came out of his home and saw the woman high as a kite, holding a baby and shouting into a phone. He said the woman told him she'd given a drug used to reverse overdoses to a man in the apartment. So, I hope the parents weren't inside, but I've been doing this long enough, it would be safe to suggest the parents were inside. For the infant, this is going to be a long time with no parents. And fun fact, in the United States, when you're buying a child for adoption, the race often will drive the price. So, very sad indeed. But just another fun fact about living in the United States. Let's check back in on this live story from Russia and see if there's anything else going on over there. Looks like we haven't had an update in the last 5 minutes. The most recent update, Putin is still talking to the people. There's no update on the live story. So, yeah, that's no update is no update, I guess. This other Ukraine story is kind of obsolete now because it was mulling the idea of whether or not he would recognize these breakaway regions. But we know it's already happening, so we'll go ahead and skip that one. China is sanctioned. Oh, you know what? I didn't realize it. We've been talking for a little too long.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
So let's go ahead and listen to this song. It's called Mother from Danzig. It's a live record.
Tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say. Mother. Mother. Yeah, can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you hide them from the world and the world? Oh, mother.
Fanon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Fanon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, that's powered by you. So thank you for being here, and thanks for hanging out. It is 21 minutes past the hour, which means at just about 9 minutes, 8 minutes and a half, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. That is an exciting, fun show that happens every single day, Monday through Monday, no matter what. And I also want to take a moment to mention that on Friday nights in the United States, or 0300 UTC on Saturdays, is the really, really fun show called, it's Synth Battle Royale. That's what it's called, Synth Battle Royale. If you have a synthesizer that you're able to plug into your computer or otherwise get through onto an Icecast stream, oh man, check it out and sign up. All you got to be able to do is jump into COM. To get into COM, I talk about it usually at the beginning of the shows. I didn't today. All you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. If you don't have an account yet, new@sdf.org, and you'll get signed up. And then just launch COM, C-O-M. If you're thinking about it, might join COM the day before or something, and be sure you get used to it. COM's not IRC, so it can take a little bit to get used to. All right. Well, we've still got some stories to go through. There's still some death, some tragedy, all sorts of stuff going on. So let's start. We'll come back to some death because I feel like we need a break. Donald Trump's social media venture, Truth Social, has launched on Apple's App Store, marking the former president's return to social media after he was banned from several platforms last year. The app was available to download shortly before midnight Eastern time and was automatically downloaded to Apple users who had pre-ordered the app. It was the top free app available on the App Store early Monday. Some users reported either having trouble registering for an account or were added to a waitlist with the message, "Due to massive demand, we have placed you on our waitlist." The app has been available for people invited to use it during its test phase. Trump was banned from Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube after the attack on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters in January 2021, after he accused of posting messages inciting violence. Led by the former Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, Trump Media and Technology Group, TMTG, the venture behind Truth Social, joins a growing portfolio of technology companies that are positioning themselves as champions of free speech and hope to draw users who feel their views are suppressed. A lot of times, if you're not aware, or if you're not a user, a YouTube person or something like that, a lot of people who spout hate or national socialist propaganda or are just racist or violent or otherwise, or they're super into showing guns and how to kill people, those guys have all been kind of kicked off of different platforms. And so now there's this whole wave of companies that are doing this kind of free speech, no moderation kind of sites. So you'll see them. I think Rumble is one of them. There's a few others. You'll see YouTubers saying, "Oh, I'm leaving YouTube. I'm going to this different platform." And if you go to that platform, you'll quickly see that it's full of conspiracy theories and there's conspiracy theories and gun violence and just random racist stuff. And usually it's content that wouldn't be allowed on other platforms. Like, "Oh, drink this bleach to cure your stuff." X1 points out, "Without moderation, it would be 101% advertising." I'd say there's a lot of advertising too. Buy my supplements, buy my drugs, save your life. Well, what else is going on in the world? Well, here's the sad thing. Imagine you think, you know what? I need to check my email on my phone. I've been driving. I'll just pull into the stadium and check my phone real quick. Well, unfortunately, if you're in Iran, you might meet your death that way. Three people have been killed after an army warplane crashed in an urban area in Iran's Tabriz. Two pilots and a civilian sitting in a parked vehicle were killed in the incident. Local Army official Reza Yousefi told state media at the site of the crash that the aircraft, an F-5 used for training, crashed due to technical issues. He lauded the two pilots for sacrificing themselves as they managed to avoid residential areas and land the plane in an open area next to a sports complex. In addition to hitting the civilian's car, the plane hit the side of a school that was empty due to COVID-19 restrictions. The two pilots laid down their lives so the plane wouldn't hit residential areas. They could have ejected, but they stayed and managed to veer it toward a non-residential area. An Army spokesman confirmed Yousefi's account and said the incident took place at approximately 8 a.m. local time, which is 4:30 GMT, and identified the pilots as Sadegh Falahi and Ali Reza Hanifazad. So, I thought that was pretty cool that they saved their life, but it also pretty sucks if you were just checking your email or whatever in your car outside of the sports complex. China has sanctioned U.S. defense firms Raytheon and Lockheed Martin over their positions on Taiwan. China says it will impose new sanctions on United States defense contractors Raytheon Technologies and Lockheed Martin due to their arms sales to Taiwan, stepping up a feud with Washington over security and Beijing's strategic ambitions. Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin on Monday announced the move at a daily press briefing, citing a newly passed anti-foreign sanctions law that took effect in 2021. It was in response to a $100 million deal approved by U.S. for maintenance of Taiwan's missile defense systems by the two companies. We've got about 2.5 minutes left, so let's do just a few quick headlines. Australia's border has reopened to international visitors. In the UK, the Prime Minister has set out to end legal restrictions in England for COVID. All COVID restrictions will end in England on Thursday, and free mass testing will stop in April 1st, Boris Johnson has said. Unveiling his Living with COVID plan, the PM told MPs the legal duty to isolate for those who tested positive would be dropped. From April 1st, he said the provision of free testing would be targeted to the most vulnerable. The $500 isolation payment for people on low incomes will also end this week. But COVID provisions for increased statutory sick pay will apply for further months, he told MPs. So, yeah. One of the wild things is that a lot of these free testing sites, and outside the U.S., a lot of these free testing sites really help detect variants and when things happen. So, this is going to be interesting when they stop this free program. And in great news, or good news, Ethiopia's Grand Renaissance Dam starts generating power. This has been a big controversial project. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed described the start of power generation at the controversial Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam on Sunday as a milestone. The dam, built on the Blue Nile, is set to be Africa's largest hydroelectric project once fully completed in 2024. Only one of 13 turbines is currently operational, with an installed capacity of 375 megawatts, a second turbine scheduled to start operating within months. Since 2011, that project, oh, we're running out of time. That's going on there. That's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. Mali's parliament approved a new charter allowing a 5-year democratic transition, which is good news. And McDonald's is having a fight with one of its shareholders over its pig policy. But that's all the time we've got. Thanks for being here. Please stick around for the news, Bulls, and Harry Larry.
Well,
after
that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. 3, 8, 7.
7, 6.